وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In the previous episodes, we were looking at what makes a human being a human being, and especially in terms of responsibilities and duties. We said that we need to possess few things in order for us to be held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the actions that we do towards Him, towards ourselves, and towards other fellow human beings. So we said one of them is maturity, one of them being sanity, and another one being knowledge and awareness. Because sometimes a person could be mature in terms of body mind, he could be, his intellectuality could be functioning well, but in terms of knowledge and awareness, he is not knowledgeable or aware. He could be living, I don't know, in the Amazon for all I know, or he could be living in some unknown desert in the world, or in some mountain, or in the North Pole or South Pole. The list goes on. It is obvious that human beings can perform their duties only if they are aware of them. In other words, they have to be notified of their duties. Suppose, for example, the lawmaker enacts a certain law, but does not inform those whom or to whom it applies. He doesn't tell them. He said this law has to be applied, but he writes it down, he makes it a decree, but he never mentions that to his subjects. In that case, they are not able to follow the law, and they are not to be punished if they commit an act against it, which is very logical, very reasonable. Therefore, the execution of an aware individual is described by authorities to be injustice. I mean, how could you punish someone for something that they have not committed, which is, you know, as we say, bogus? So they have to be aware of their obligations. So for any lawmaker to make any law, they have to be informed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created human beings, He made them aware of their own obligation. This is emphasized by the Quran. So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran frequently expresses this fact and guarantees that no people will be punished or executed, or I don't know, harm will come to them due to them not being aware of a law or to violation of a divine law, unless have been provided in evidence with final notice and invitation. So you can see the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times He says, we will not punish a nation until we send a messenger. We will not destroy a village unless we send a warner, and so on and so forth. And these messengers and these warners, obviously from one person to another person differs, because sometimes Allah might send a prophet, sometimes Allah might send a messenger, sometimes Allah might send just a normal person, and so on and so forth. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not send anybody, but He gives them the capacity to know right from wrong. Either way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not punish any human being unless he has shown them and told them what sort of obligation is required from them. Before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we said obligations and duties, a person needs to be aware of them and he needs to have knowledge of them. Now we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not punish a group of people unless he sends them a warning. This is not, of course, a pretense under which man can intentionally keep himself in ignorance. I can say, well, if I don't know it, then there's no harm done. Don't tell me about any obligation. I don't need to read the Quran. I don't need to read the laws. I don't need to do anything. So I'm just going to stay like that. If I don't know, you can't punish me, can't you? You can't punish me for something I don't know. I mean, that does not work. Unless you live in an Amazon or a place where no one can get to you. But in our daily life, where everything is available in the palm of our hands, I can't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I did not know, and no one told me, no one informed me. That's just nonsense. We're required to put off an effort to search and learn. Learning is a process that every human being pretty much goes through, at least now in our day. School is sometimes from the age of 5 becomes compulsory and required. So saying I did not know, or I use that I cannot get punished unless I know the law, as a form or a way for me to stay ignorant, sadly is not going to work. All right, so just keep that in mind. A person has to acquire knowledge and information on the basis of what and on what to act that has to be done. It is narrated that on the day of judgment, the sinners will be called to the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine court of justice, and reprimanded for shortcomings in the performance of their responsibilities. They will be asked for the reason, and they say, we were ignorant. Allah says to them, why haven't you done A, B, C to Z? They said, we were ignorant. We did not know. Then the reply will come to them as, why didn't you try to become aware of your duties? Why didn't you not learn? What stopped you from learning? What stopped you from asking questions? Accordingly, the fact that knowledge and awareness are regarded as conditions for carrying out one's duties implies that man will be excused before Allah only when he is in a case of ignorance. He tries his best to recognize his duties but does not succeed. So a person wakes up and says, where am I? He looks at his environment. He looks at everywhere. He starts asking the right questions. He tries to seek the right answers. But sometimes he does not have the capacity to move beyond where he is to get the answers. So, for example, if you look at previous nations who are secluded in, for example, I don't know, the Indian Americans or the people that live in the Amazons or people that live in the North Pole, they know nothing. And it's not easy for them to... They don't even know that people exist, civilization exists. They've seen nothing, they know nothing. So these people, they don't have the capacity to learn. So they're excused. But people who do but refuse to, these are the people that will be punished. So we live in a society now at an age where none of us can say, I did not know, I was ignorant. Because, like I said, knowledge now is provided to everyone equally, and so at least in the palm of our hands. If not equally, at least easily can be accessed. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.